Good morning, everyone. I hope you managed to finish the assignment from last week. I will collect them shortly. Today, I will be talking about some interesting adaptations of Painted Turtles. I think this lecture will help you get started on the new assignment. So, let's begin. Many freshwater turtles, such as Painted Turtles, experience winter periods. During this time, they are trapped under ice and are unable to breathe in anoxic water. So, how do you think they can possibly survive if they can't even breathe? Yes, Eric.
Professor Taylor, I have a question. You mentioned painted turtles can't breathe in anoxic water. What does anoxic water mean?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention that. The word anoxic indicates the absence of oxygen, so anoxic waters are depleted of dissolved oxygen. The U.S. Geological Survey defines this term as those waters with dissolved oxygen concentration of less than 0.5 milligrams per liter. Anyway, the number here is not really important. The important question is, how do painted turtles survive with limited oxygen? So, after many years of research, biologists found out that there is a slowing down of the metabolic processes within the cells of the painted turtles when the oxygen level is low in the water. This decrease in metabolism is due to a decrease in ATP consumption. Now, you might be wondering what ATP is. In simple terms, ATP is a high-energy molecule found in every cell. So, if it is consumed very fast in cells, then the animals will need oxygen and food to produce ATP to replenish what is lost. Likewise, if ATP is consumed very slowly, animals will not need much oxygen or food to produce ATP. So, why was ATP in the cells consumed slowly? Let me answer that. When the oxygen level is low, there is a sharp reduction in a cellular process called an ion pump. An ion pump is one of the major consumers of ATP. It consumes a lot of cellular energy when animals are active. Basically, it is a protein capable of transporting ions from cells containing high levels of ions by using the energy from ATP to cells containing low levels of ions. We don't know where and how this mechanism occurs during anoxia, but we are sure it is important in circumstances involving reduced metabolism in animals. Now we know how painted turtles survive in waters without much oxygen by reducing the consumption of ATP. How about in the lower temperatures? How do they manage to survive in this freezing environment? Does anybody want to guess? Yes, Jane.
Hibernation?
Exactly. In the winter, painted turtles burrow deep into the mud at the bottom of ponds and they go into hibernation. But not just hibernation that helps them survive in the winter. When the temperature is below zero, painted turtles can actually control the formation of ice in their blood. The dropping temperatures cue the turtle's liver to produce special proteins that cause very small ice crystals to form in fluids such as the blood plasma in the urine. Because the ice crystals are kept very small, damage to surrounding tissues is minimized. But no matter how small they are, ice crystals cause irreparable damage if allowed to form inside cells. So, another adaptation allows painted turtles to protect their cells from ice damage. When ice begins to form outside the cells produce sugar compounds called cryoprotectants. Cryoprotectants protect the cells from damage and prevent the water inside the cells from freezing, just like the antifreeze in your car's radiator. It's quite interesting, right?